got my good friend Joel in the studio, who you might know from Old New Borrow Blue, which Joel is going great guns. You're up to episode number 3. 4,
thank you.
4?
Is that what you're paying attention?
You've done 3, right?
I've done 3, so I'm up to 4.
Oh, well, no, you're up to 3. You've done 3. That's what you say.
Phone in. What's the correct answer? 95149500. Don't call it.
But when you're not doing Once New, Old New, Borrow Blue, or you're not hosting the drive show on Tuesdays, you're doing this.
Hey, pass me the B-ball. Watch this. Hey, but it's watch me dive long. In the water. Now watch me ride this bike.
You can almost fade it out now if you like.
Whoa, yeah, that? It's just Joel talking about sport. And that's what we do on a Wednesday afternoon when we're not doing other things. Okay, we are talking about sport with Joel. And we've now got, I'm forgetting about Origin. Origin's done. It's finished. Yes, I got excited last week and maybe you all thought we were going to win. We didn't. And so now I just don't think about Origin until maybe June next
week. It's a year away. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what's Origin? There's a lot more important things to discuss, such as...
Absolutely. Our ladies in the ICC Women's World Cup, the Southern Stars, they are... Well, they play tomorrow and it's actually going to be televised, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Gem? Yeah, yes, pretty sure it's Gem. Yep. Now, they're playing India. So, the semi-finals, they're playing India for a spot to make it into the final where they'll meet England.
The host nation, they made the final already last night, I think it was.
They did. They beat South Africa.
Yep.
And
we lost to England already.
Now, we did. We lost to them in I think we lost by 3 runs. It was a very tight game. Now, they haven't beaten us since 1993. So, that was the first time they've beaten the Southern Stars.
Wow.
Right? So this is going to be a bit of revenge if we get to take them on.
Definitely.
Now, I'm pretty sure we will. I'm not saying India aren't a good team, because they are, but our girls are quite incredible. Their winning record is something else. So chances are we're going to make the final, and chances are we will win. So very exciting.
I like your confidence.
I think they will. Again, it's played in England.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure where they're going to play the final. Probably Lords or something.
Oh, yeah. It's at Lords. I saw that written somewhere.
Yeah. So they'll play at Lords. Mm-hmm. Obviously, England have a huge advantage playing at home, but...
Oh, yeah. Doesn't matter.
And poor Meg Lanning, our captain.
Oh, yeah.
She's hurt her shoulder, or has a bit of a shoulder injury, so she didn't play the last game.
Yeah.
I don't think she's playing tomorrow, but thinks she'll be fit for the final.
Well, he's hoping. She's an amazing player.
Yeah, great batter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's coming up. We'll know that by the end next week, whether Australia has won the ICC World Cup again.
Again, awesome. Yeah.
What else is going on?
I thought we'd just talk about tennis for a bit, because it's a sport we never really talk about. If you didn't already know, Wimbledon had been played...
Yeah, you know, and I was going on about Wimbledon beforehand. Like, yeah, I love Wimbledon. I hardly watched any of it.
I don't know.
It's on such so late.
It is.
And I just never stayed up to watch it.
It's difficult to watch.
Yeah.
If you don't already know, Roger Federer won.
Freak.
He is a freak. And that's what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to... Because, okay, so by now everyone should know he won.
Yeah.
And who won the women's...
What's the name?
Something.
Oh.
I've completely forgotten. She beat Venus Williams, I can tell you that.
Muguruza.
That'll do.
Is that how you say it?
There's a lot of U's, I remember that.
Muguruza, from Spain.
From Spain, there you go. What was I saying? I can't remember. Oh, Federer's stats are unbelievable. Listen to this. He's the oldest winner for Wimbledon now.
Okay.
He is the first person to win 8 times at Wimbledon.
Yep.
He's had 91 wins at Wimbledon, just in games in general.
Yeah.
He's had 11 finals appearances.
Wow.
This is his 29th Grand Slam.
Oh.
He's got 5 titles this year alone.
Yeah, right.
And again, in Wimbledon, he didn't drop a single set. He won everything.
And how old is he?
36, I think.
Yeah, right. And he's still got he's probably still got a couple of years, isn't he?
36. It's not old.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope.
36 in like 3 weeks. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
There you go.
That was pretty close.
Look, for some reason, I tried to not like Federer for a while, just because I thought, oh, he's winning everything. I'm sick of it. I jumped onto the Rafael Nadal train, you know, because they had a few really good clashes like 10 years ago. But then Nadal's got all those annoying little ticks and they just annoy me when I watch them. And now Federer is still going, kicking on, and he seems like such a nice guy.
Yes, he does.
So I'm like, you can't not like him.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, he was saying that he doesn't like train and practice as much anymore.
Yeah, right.
Sort of, and he's just getting better. It's like, wait till he stops and then he's just going to take over the world.
Speaking of Wimbledon, I saw a cool little viral video that went around on the weekend of Kim Clijsters in a doubles match. It was Kim Clijsters and someone else, I can't remember. But they got someone out of the crowd to come and take a serve from Kim Clijsters.
Oh, right.
And this guy, big guy, he was, you know, solid pommy guy, he jumps into the crowd. And there's a strict rule at Wimbledon, you've got to wear all white. When you're playing. So Kim went and got a skirt, like a little, you know, short yeah. skirt thing out of a bag. Somehow he fit it on, and then one of the other, you know, players got a top on. And fully, he received two or three serves from Kim Clijsters. Couldn't hit him back.
I bet he wouldn't go anywhere near them.
But what amazing. And Kim Clijsters is such a good sport. Like, it was a really cool footage. Check it out. It's really, really
cool. I'll have to find it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. 7 weeks to go in the NRL.
Yeah.
We're getting to the pointy end. We call it the run to the finals because there's no more split rounds, no
exactly.
more buys.
We're back to eight games this weekend. Yeah. No more buys. The origin period's over.
Yeah.
Everyone's back for their club. And now the top eight, it's looking pretty much set.
Yeah.
Except for maybe two teams, one or two teams beneath them. I'm talking Panthers and Canberra, who aren't in the top eight. Probably still have a chance. I think every other team below that.
Well, the Dragons are on the slide, and they're in eighth.
Yeah.
I think they're the only team that could probably drop out at this point.
Yeah, you're saying that because you're an Eels fan who are sitting seventh, am I? Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Have you seen the Eels run to the finals?
No.
In our last 6 weeks, we're playing nearly all of them at ANZ, and I think four of them are like the bottom four teams or something. It's yeah, it's real, real good.
But you have a problem playing at ANZ. As
no,
a home team.
No, we're fine with that.
Okay. No, I'm not saying anything.
We've got over the ANZ hoodoo like ages ago.
Okay.
It's our home ground now. We embrace it.
It is. Yes, that's right.
We've played all right there.
Are
your Tigers going to get the wooden spoon or are the Knights going
to
get it?
Hopefully not now because the Knights are two wins behind us.
Yeah.
So we would have to lose twice. Has it got our for and against there on your screen?
No, yes.
It does.
Well, minus 169 and the Knights are minus 180.
Oh, that's good.
Not really, because if you lost two games and the Knights won two games, you'd be less than them in for and against. So.
But not if we lose by a field goal both times.
Whatever. What if they win by 10 each time?
Okay, we're talking about the Newcastle Knights here.
So mathematically, you can still get the wooden spoon, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think mathematically...
You'd probably still make the eight.
No, actually, I don't think we can. I think us and the Knights are officially out, and possibly, I think it's South.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I'll have to double check that, but I think those three teams can't make the eight anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, look, it's you're pretty much set now.
Yeah.
But like you said, the Dragons. I hope they find their form again because they had such a great start to the season, and I feel like they kind of deserve to be there. They've got some great players with Dugan and Vaughan. Oh, Dugan's in a bit of trouble at the moment, but and Russell Packer. You know, they got a good team.
Yeah.
Widdup. So
we'll see.
We'll see.
A long way to go, I still feel, NRL. And the AFL, we've got the Swans who racked up their ninth of 10 wins against Giants, who
were
sitting pretty much at the top of the ladder, the Giants were. And now the Swans are racing up the ladder, up to sixth, after a shocking start of the season.
Exactly. The start of the season, everyone said they got no chance. They got to a point where no team had ever made it to the top eight from how many games they'd lost.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense, but I know what I'm saying. And now, yeah, like you said, they're sitting sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, that was you, not me.
So unprofessional.
I think the rule is you have to read out what that is.
Do you? Oh, right. I had no.
No, because I'm not going to. And where was I?
I don't know.
AFL, Swans. Go the Swans. Yay.
That's right.
Go the Tigers.
Yay. But Tigers, what? That's not what
we played the U this weekend. Tigers play Eels this weekend, Sunday, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, you going or what?
Of course not. No, I do support the Tigers. But.
Hey, Joel, we better wrap it up.
Yes, please.
thanks for coming in and talking sport.
Absolutely.
Like you know what you're talking about. I love it. And he does people.